X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with at least 20 Democratic governors at the White House on Wednesday, insisting he will stay in the race. This morning, the president was on Philadelphia radio station WURD, saying he is still convinced he is the best person to beat Donald Trump in November.
The guy I'm running against is a convicted felon who is said he wants to be a dictator on day one, not a joke. He means it.
Tomorrow, Biden sits down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. That interview will air on ABC Friday night. British voters are picking a new government in a parliamentary election that is widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power after 14 years of conservative rule in the UK. Hurricane Beryl swiping southern Jamaica and now bearing down on the Cayman Islands. Widespread destruction on Jamaica and other Caribbean islands as well. Severe heat across much of the country this 4th of July. Millions under alerts. Death Valley could hit 130 degrees today. This is ABC News. General Motors has a nearly $146 million bill to pay. That's the penalties from federal regulators for the nearly 6 million older GM vehicles that failed to meet emission standards. Workers across the country could be affected by a legal fight in Texas, ABC's Andrea Fujii explains.
A federal judge in Texas has temporarily blocked a government ban on non-compete agreements, which was set to take effect in September. Supporters of the ban, approved by the FTC earlier this year, argue non-compete agreements hurt workers, suppress wages, and stifle innovation. But a coalition of businesses sued, arguing the FTC overstepped its authority. And yesterday, the judge in Texas agreed. In response, the FTC is saying, "We will keep fighting to free hardworking Americans from unlawful non-competes."
Japan turning to holograms to stop counterfeit cash. The first redesign of its cash in 20 years includes them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram he knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
You can hear Earl's entire interview with President Biden Thursday morning between 8 and 10 across the Civic Media Radio Network. The long holiday weekend starts with some long car rides for many in Wisconsin. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
AAA expects we'll set a new record here with 1.6 million people traveling in the Badger State. Remember to check 511. Construction projects are paused across the state, but there may still be lane closures in work zones.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers shut out the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. It's the crew's first shutout victory in Colorado since 2005. Christian Yelich with another home run and being named a starter in the upcoming All-Star game.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that. And, You know, great job from the guys.
Catcher William Contreras, also named a starter for the National League team. Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings, and the crew making a trade to get some help in the bullpen. They send minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay for 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale. He'll likely be in the starting rotation. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have signed a free agent from the Lakers. It's small forward Taurean Prince, 6'5", 30 years old, averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances last year for Los Angeles, where he played for Darvin Ham, now an assistant coach for Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy this morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 84 with wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, thunderstorms likely 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Maggie Dawn.
Hope you all are having a fantastic July 4th holiday weekend. Don't worry, I'll be back at it come Monday. You won't want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees round a hive. State Street,
yeah.
I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
Yeah.
And a guy in underwear.
Guy in underwear.
Yeah.
State Street.
Why did that happen?
That great street.
That's where our radio station is, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know, and is that guy in underwear out there?
There he is. There.
Mav Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. We welcome into the studios the rock and roll dentist, Chris Kammer.
Woo-woo.
That's right.
Hey,
you finally made it in here.
Well, you didn't have a dentistry day, so I'm here on music day.
Okay.
I snuck in like that.
Well, we could make up a dentistry day if we wanted to.
If you do, I'm with you.
No one would know.
And maybe care.
You've teamed up with Art Paul Schlosser.
Many years ago, right?
A street musician here in Madison.
Legendary.
A legend.
Legend on State Street.
Right.
Yeah.
How cool is Madison?
And now I ran into him a couple of weeks ago.
It's a Schlosser Kammer project.
Well, you remember the Alan Parsons project.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Very similar
the
to
second
that, by
most
the way.
Popular project band.
Yeah.
There might be another one or two, is the Schlosser Kammer Project.
Exactly. Okay.
And we're on Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff.
How long have you guys been a team playing music?
I met Art Paul, of course, on State Street.
Exactly.
When I was shooting a TV show called Hot Tonight.
Yeah,
which
was
a music kind of local fun thing.
Sure.
And he was singing My Cat Was Taking a Bath. And I thought, and I'd never met him before, because I went to college in Milwaukee after UW-Madison. But so this was kind of my first exposure after being back in town. And I said, wow, I like that.
Yeah.
And then I got to know him, and we started hanging out. And then he invited me to go to the Dells once to do one of his shows. He knew I did some dental stuff with the Rockin' Dentist and sang some songs. And he invited me. Next thing we know, he said, hey, let's write some songs. I really wanted to write songs with him. I've always wanted to be more of a rock and roll. Then that's what I thought, a step in that direction would be, well, team up with Art and write a few songs. So we wrote 12 songs.
Yeah.
And they're all on
Is State Street one of them?
State Street is one of them. And now
Zero to Hero?
Zero to Hero has got the Madison Area Music Awards award.
We're gonna play a sample
of
that
as well. Cool. It was the Children's Song of the Year.
Excellent. Oh, that's what.
Yeah, we have an actual award.
Right.
So yeah, it's been so much fun hanging out and playing with Art Paul, and he's this great guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you had him on yet here?
We've not. I ran into him a couple of weeks ago at the farmer's market.
You
I
must
know.
Must have him on.
We got to get him on.
I think he's been referring us to you. Oh. We've been going back and forth
why
like
you
3 months now.
Him first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was some loose talk that we would come on together.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and I'm glad you brought props because
for
this
radio.
Is radio.
Yeah,
that's why we have you on
this
camera.
This is the
here.
Giant but toothbrush. Part of
your act.
I've been on American Idol. 22 million people have seen this toothbrush.
Yes.
Can we see that? Yes. Oh, there we go.
You were on American Idol?
I was on America, part of the Rock and Dennis legend. Okay. The story, lore, whatever. And
something that Alice Cooper left behind
here,
when he did the
no, that's okay.
You're acting like you
put it. I don't know where it's
concerts
been.
About dentistry.
All right.
Yes.
Thank
you for mentioning that because the Rock and Dentist now has sort of shifted the whole nationwide rocking thing. You know, concert hall.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't quite happen. So what I'm doing now is going to little schools and performing in front of children.
Okay.
And this
scaring
is
the daylights
and to
out
do,
of my
I sing my song. Get out the brush. That's what I did on America. An idol.
Yeah.
And
you got what is this device?
Well, then I demonstrate the water pick.
Oh.
So the water pick.
Okay.
Because kids, you know, I line them all up like teeth and I stuff Kleenex in between them.
Wow.
And then I say now I use the brush and I get some of the Kleenex off with my giant toothbrush. Here it is on your live feed screen.
Okay.
Then I got a rope and I floss them a little bit. But even with brushing and flossing, Gordy and John, you can't get all that debris.
No, you can't. What do you do?
So you need a water pick.
Okay.
This is the water pick. So this is a leaf blower.
A leaf
for
blower
all you watching on
turned
TV.
Turned into a water pick.
And you and then when
turn
I
it on.
And when the kids are all lined up with Kleenex in between them and I hit them with this.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That's great. That is great. They must love that.
All the Kleenex
the
goes flying out. And so I never only person in the world demonstrating the power of the water pick to school children.
Thank you for doing that.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Now, you have a song that we're going to perform. Are we going to do this now? Sam, are we prepared to do this?
Sam, how do you want to do this?
You got the background music recorded already here, right?
You can put it on any time because we can talk over it a little bit. And then when I do this, I'll sing, and then there'll be an instrumental break. We can talk.
Right. You got it all planned out. Hit the music. What's the name of this song?
Well,
you remember the
very, very famous song by B.B. King.
Oh, sure.
You can probably even recognize it almost already.
That's right.
I know what it is.
The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone, right? Yeah, but when something as amazing as a dentist who is out there who is fixing cavities, healing teeth, with no drill, you got to take this song and turn it into From the Thrill is Gone to The Drill is Gone.
No kidding.
And that's what I'm doing, people.
All right, well, here we go. Here's Chris Kammer, rock and roll dentist.
Gather the children.
The Drill is Gone.
Here we go. Are you ready? All right. Hey, the drill is gone, the drill is gone away. That's right, you heard what I said. I said, hey, drill is gone, baby, Come on, Gordy. Drill is gone away. Because, listen to this, I refuse to harm your precious teeth. There's a better way to treat tooth decay. come on.
Okay.
Work with me.
This is better.
The drill is gone. You got it. And you know what the people said? The people said they're glad to see it go. Uh-huh. Goodbye, drill.
Yeah.
I said
the drill is gone.
Drill is gone, baby.
Baby.
You know what I did with it? I'll tell you what I did with it.
Yeah.
I buried it out back 6 feet below.
What?
That's right. Yeah.
Really?
And you know what? Every dentist gonna get nervous. Oh, because it's all they got, you know. Because those damn things just got to go. They might ban me like Louie, because I just sang a bad word there. But I'm just saying, that's my... So, instrumental break, we can talk. But what do you think of that so far, John?
That was fantastic.
It's great.
I think
you're digging it?
Yeah, I'm digging it.
You think we got a hit on our hands?
In your dentistry world, are you not drilling anymore?
I've been practicing I'm in my fifth year of practicing shot-free, drill-free. No shots, no drills. When we can heal a bacterial disease of caries, tooth decay, with a medicine, why would you ever use a drill? Here we go.
Back
bring it up.
Back to the song. Here we go. All right.
The drill is gone.
The drill is gone. Now guess what?
What?
So is that nasty shot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know. Hey! Drill is gone, baby. And no more needles. Thanks a lot. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
That's the world
you want to live in, baby. Now look at you, you're getting smart. Okay, big finish right, coming up. Yeah, you ready, people?
Go.
Hey there, people, I got news for you. I've got the news you need to know. Oh, yeah. Come on, gather in.
What's the news?
I've got the news, news, news for you. I'm building it up a little bit here.
News.
And pretty soon the world will know. Look out your window.
Finish.
A brighter day will come tomorrow. When we demand, the drill must go. Bye-bye. So that's kind of it. Sounds a little something like that.
The drill is gone. That's great.
Get rid of that drill.
We are incredibly impressed.
People can't believe it that I'm doing dentistry for I'm in my fifth year. No drills, no shots. Like I said, tooth decay is a bacterial disease.
How is that
disease.
Even possible?
Well, Gordy, what if you had strep throat? What would your doctor do? Would you say, oh, you
strep
got a
throat?
You know,
remove your throat.
Which is a bacterial disease. They're not going to cut your throat out,
no,
right?
No, right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, but when a dentist says you've got the bacterial disease called a cavity, what do?
They drill out.
They pick up the they bring up the drill and cut
that.
It out. Yeah. So for over 100 years, dentistry has been amputating tooth structure to solve the disease problem of tooth decay. I use medicine, a topical medicine. It's approved by the FDA is safe, recommended by the World Health Organization as being an essential medicine. Also recommended by the American Pediatric Association, and the ADA recommends it be your first priority, meaning that that should be your first choice. The ADA also in their guidelines, look at me go. The ADA also in their guidelines says,
you need to come out of your shell
Get out of my shell a little bit. The ADA recommends to all dentists that patients be given an option. How many patients out there are getting the option of, well, we could heal your tooth decay, or we could cut it out with this drill, and I'll give you a little shot, and I would... All right, so that's kind of my story.
Okay.
And so I'm so excited to do what I do.
You're obviously into
year,
it. That's
I have
great.
Clinic now in Boscobel. I've been helping out at their...
you travel around. You have a few.
I've been in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I'm actually it's so perfect for the babies. I've been to Bolivia.
Yeah.
We've done a study. My favorite story is the 7-year-old child with 26 areas of active decay.
Yeah.
And all we did was use this medicine.
Oh,
it's called SDF. Ask your dentist. Hey, can you put some SDF on that? They'll know they better know what I'm talking about. And after 6 months, two visits with the SDF and a fluoride varnish, and all 26 areas of active decay halted, and all tooth pain on this 7-year-old child who came in with 26 areas of active decay, all areas of decay halted. Now, when there's exciting news like that in dentistry, how can I not pivot from what I've done over my entire career into this model?
Well, doesn't pain mean that the tooth decay has gone a little bit too far
too deep.
Beyond.
John, that is a great question. Did you go to dental school?
No, should have.
But you played somebody?
I did.
That's a great point. And sometimes, John, most of the time, no. Sensitive teeth, as decay is working its way towards that nerve to infect it, and then it's an irreversible condition, we can take tooth decay pain with this medicine and halt it. In fact, right now, this medicine has been okayed by the FDA to desensitize areas of tooth sensitivity and pain.
Yeah.
The ADA has given it a classification, fast-tracking it to become the first drug ever to treat tooth decay.
Okay.
But right now it's off-label use, and it's called SDF. Ask your dentist, people, and when they go, what?
Well,
we're only down to a minute here.
Oh, my gosh. I use all my time.
Actually, I know.
Chris has actually treated my two Gen Zers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brett and Cole.
Honor to help you
with
your family.
And by the way, we have a long history. We used to do an episode called Dental Cop.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get some of those
episodes.
Bring a Dental Cop episode back.
Well.
So thank you for having me on, guys.
Yeah,
it's been
this is a lot of fun.
We're glad to have you here. Come back again, Chris Kammer.
You mean I get to come back?
Well, we'll have a little meeting. We'll find out.
We'll take it to the board.
I think we should hold you over and play a couple of the other songs.
Can you stick around another minute?
Yes.
All right. Chris Kammer coming up. A little bit more.
Zero to hero.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air. Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
When you're a dentist and you see people all day long,
yeah,
it's like. Whenever someone sees Alice Cooper, they must go, "We're not worthy." And he goes, "Okay, just stop." You know, because from the Woody's World or what was his name? Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
He was in that movie and everybody was, "We're not worthy." Because right. Alice Cooper. Anyway.
Yeah.
So to every dentist, people will say, "Oh, have you seen The Marathon Man or Little Shop of Horrors? How do you like that dentist?" It's like, yeah. It's good. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to one of my favorite songs from Art Paul a little bit later. And that is Happy Birthday, the original.
Oh, he's got how many songs?
He's changed that.
He's got a lot of songs.
So many times.
Hundreds
but Happy
Birthday.
Do you know the Happy Birthday song?
Well, every birthday I get it sent to me, from my good buddy.
Where he does the British accent.
Yes.
I just can't get enough of that.
Okay. But what have we got here?
Let's get to State Street. Let's actually play State Street.
So,
it's a fantastic
song.
What's
the story?
Just a little lead in on State Street. Art Paul and I, every holiday, we are ringing the bell for the Salvation Army on the corner of State Street, State and Lake down there. And so year after year, we're down there ringing the bell. And that's where Art kind of almost lives on State Street because that's where he does his work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a passion. I love State Street. What did I say when I came here? I love this. Look at this. I can look out their window and see State Street.
Exactly.
I love State Street. If you know Madison, you know State Street. So has State Street ever had a love song written for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was about time, and Art Paul and I got together and did that.
All right, let's hear it right now. State Street. Art Paul and Chris.
I almost want to break into song, but
you can sing along.
Number one.
State Street, where dreams come alive, and everybody's buzzing like bees from the hive.
State Street,
right out your window. State Street.
I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
And that's true, right?
Absolutely.
There's that guy in the underwear.
State Street. That great street.
Oh, it's a great street.
That everyone can relate street.
We can relate to each other.
You and me and the first joke is free.
Remember the first joke is free guy on State Street?
Yes. Be seen.
We're lifting him up.
Street.
We're elevating you.
State Street. Where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees on a hive.
State Street.
Stay with me.
State Street.
All right.
I really want to go there.
Because John and Cordy are here.
Lots of happy people.
And a guy in underwear.
That guy in underwear.
State Street. No hate street.
No hate out there.
No.
Here people get along.
We hope so.
They sing and dance so happily. Like one big family.
Where?
On State Street. State Street.
It all happens on State
Where
Street,
dreams
people.
Come alive.
I got goosebumps.
Everybody's buzzing.
Like John and Cordy.
Like bees from a hive.
State Street.
State Street. I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
And what else?
And
the
guy in his underwear.
Yeah.
State Street. Full Plate Street. I'd like to meet you there.
I want to meet people on State Street.
Nightlife or for dinner.
Food and nightlife.
You just say the time and where. Yeah. On okay. State Street.
Okay.
State Street.
You get the
where dreams come alive.
Everybody's buzzing. Okay. Why isn't this your theme song?
It should be.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting.
I want this to be the number one song on Civic Media.
Okay.
Well, we're going to work on that.
Mad Radio, let's get it together.
Okay.
Wow. All right, you know, we push coffee on this show all the time, and I would like to play the song where you say you hate coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, thank you. That's a good one.
What song is that?
Is it on Spotify?
No, it won't. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
it's all on Spotify. It's called We Don't Like Coffee.
We don't like coffee. We're going to disinvite you.
You know, but Art Paul, being the purist that he is, knows that now I do drink coffee, and he kind of doesn't want to perform the song anymore because it's a lie.
He's a purist.
I love that about him. He's such a super nice guy. But I say, well, it's kind of just for the other people. We sometimes have to represent the rest of the world that may not like, or not the rest of the world, but those who may not.
Well, I think it's got a great message about going into the cafes instead, because the cafes are just wonderful places to be.
The coffee shop. And it is a wonderful place.
Let's get to that.
Just enough time for this.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
We don't drink coffee, but we like the coffee house. Lots of real cool people in there where they just be hanging out. Sometimes there's music, and there's real good food to eat.
Good food.
Yeah.
Smart things for people to read with thoughts that are deep.
Deep thoughts in a coffee house.
All right. This is
Art. Art Paul's got his own tuning on that.
Listen,
makes
got
me
coffee.
Shaky.
Coffee makes me shaky.
Shaky.
Here, I do a little.
Makes me run off to the John.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
You know it makes me way too edgy when I get my caffeine on. That's why. We don't like coffee, but we like the coffee house.
And we love John and Gordy's show.
Lots of real people.
Okay. All right. You know, I got to say that
he
hasn't tuned his guitar in like 80 years.
Original strings.
You know, and you'll also know that if you listen hard enough, and who will, but State Street and that We Don't Like Coffee, you could almost jump into either song.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Zero to Hero, do we have time to play that out?
Well, we can. I just got to say, I love the album cover. It's you and Art Paul taking a bite out of your guitar.
Okay. Thank you, Sam, for mentioning that. And you guys were struggling for the name of the album.
Yeah.
So you're going to love this name.
Okay.
First of all, it's the Schlosser Camera Project.
Right.
The name of the album is Our Thing May Not Be Your Thing. Is that a fair enough title?
No, I think that's really
perfect.
You play both sides.
You guys
give
perfectly
people permission to not be sure about it.
Yeah.
I'm putting it nicely.
I think that's very apt. So, yeah.
It's so fair.
You know, if people want to get more of you and Art Paul, are you on Facebook? What's the best place?
The Schlosser Camera Project has a page on Facebook.
Okay.
Like I said, Art is on State Street all the time.
Yeah.
We are on Spotify.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can pick up the stuff, I guess. So yeah, it's out there. Art handles all that. He's my businessman for the Schlosser Camera Project. It all goes to Art. So don't even think I get a penny when you download one of those.
That's great.
And if people want to find out more about your revolutionary dental process, process.
Yeah.
It's great.
The song I sang, The Drill Is Gone, go to
thedrillisgone.com. Okay.
That is the website. And next time you get diagnosed with a cavity and they're coming at you with the drill and the shot, consider that I'm opening up a new lane in dentistry.
You are.
And I'm healing teeth that is kind, in a kind and humane way, with medicine.
And you still have the nitrous oxide available, right?
Gordy, we have especially a large tank for you.
Okay, I thought you would. Hit that before you came in,
Gordy, some people might think. But Gordy, that last really large tank we had?
Yeah.
Well, you took it home.
Oh, well. I meant to get back on that.
All right. Well, Chris, it's really great having you in the studio.
This has been so fun. You guys are amazing. Love your
rock
show.
Rock and roll dentist.
I'm your number one fan.
All right. Chris Cameron, thanks. Zero. Yeah, come back sometime, all right?
We've got Rocker coming up.
Yep. Max Inc. Weekend Preview. Zero right around the corner.
Zero to hero. Zero to hero, baby.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with at least 20 Democratic governors at the White House on Wednesday, insisting he will stay in the race. This morning, the president was on Philadelphia radio station WURD, saying he is still convinced he is the best person to beat Donald Trump in November.
The guy I'm running against is a convicted felon who has said he wants to be a dictator on day one, not a joke. He means it.
Tomorrow, Biden sits down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. That interview will air on ABC Friday night. British voters are picking a new government in a parliamentary election that is widely expected to bring the Labour Party to power after 14 years of conservative rule in the UK. Hurricane Beryl swiping southern Jamaica and now bearing down on the Cayman Islands. Widespread destruction on Jamaica and other Caribbean islands as well. Severe heat across much of the country this 4th of July. Millions under alerts. Death Valley could hit 130 degrees. Today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are ramping up again for money to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup.
It could be released today if the Joint Finance Committee wanted to do that. For some reason, they seem that it, in their world, it is more important for them to make no one accountable for this.
Lawmakers are countering that the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin is getting $49 million to boost its biohealth industry. Wisconsin aims to create 30,000 biotech jobs and become a global leader in personalized medicine in the next decade. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy this morning. Scattered thunderstorms are possible by mid to late afternoon today. Our high 84 with wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, thunderstorms likely 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is the 4th of July. We are off, but we do have a specially curated best of special for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
One step beyond!
Wow. Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM and all over your social media dial. The John and Gordy Family Show.
Sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
You know, this is truly one step beyond. Anything about the Megas is always one step beyond. In this case,
out there somewhere.
In this case, it's proof that Donald Trump really doesn't like the military and those who participate in the military, hates them, really hates them, and there is a little collage here of statements. So when do we get to this? It's cut 16, and this is Trump on record, his own words in many cases, about what he thinks about the military. Let's listen to this.
I didn't serve. I haven't served. I had a foot thing, and I get had deferment for that.
Mr. Trump said, "You think I'm stupid? I'm not going to Vietnam."
Let's take John McCain. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do, believe me.
The president called former Defense Secretary James Mattis the most overrated general.
Russian intelligence officers offered to pay the Taliban to kill American troops.
President Trump was told about this in March, and he has done nothing.
The president called U.S. service members buried in France losers and suckers.
His visit was scrubbed because the president feared the rain would ruin his hair.
When Senator John McCain died, the president told his senior staff, "We're not going to support that loser's funeral."
We keep people accountable for the way they treat our veterans, and if they don't treat them well, we say, "Sorry, you're fired, get out."
Beautiful, isn't it?
That's quite the montage.
It is, and it's proof that he has said nasty things, and they had proof all the way.
And
it's never, you know, he is the commander-in-chief. So yes, for him to say these kinds of things about the military seems a little off limits and over the top.
You think he's changed his mind about any of those statements?
I really
over
don't.
The years?
No, I really don't.
He still feels the
this
same
is
way
from the heart
as when he was president.
Remember, these are all things he has said while he was president,
right,
and prior.
Yeah.
And then he got out of the military himself.
He had bone spurs or something in his
really,
heels.
Really, really you tough know, to walk it's around. Tough. Still finding it very difficult to walk around.
And then he's disrespected the military. And, you know,
in every step of the way.
Every
he
way.
Just does not like the military at all. And these are these patriotic megas that are, you know, they love the military. They love the military interceding in protests at campuses.
Right.
They love the military.
Yeah.
So here we go with a commander-in-chief, or, you know, former commander-in-chief who hates the military and wants that job back, and he's going to fire all his generals because he doesn't like them. He's going to put people in that he likes, he thinks will do what he wants.
Feels a little dictator-y to me.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it does sound
just
like
a little,
that, doesn't it?
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's the plan, you know. That's what he's going for.
But we're laying it out there, you know. They put this little collage together only because they just want people to know the information is out there, that we've warned you, we've told you about this, and of course he's going to have the military of his choice. He's going to get rid of the actual military professionals in there, the people who know what to do and how to adhere to the Constitution. He's going to put his own people in and their own interpretation of the Constitution, or maybe, you know, beyond the Constitution, which is, you know, commands from God.
You know, some people join the military right out of school, right out of high school sometimes, and they have a long career all the way through, you know, their entire adult life.
Trump
with the career.
Went to military school.
Did he? Yeah, that's right. He did go to military school.
Yeah. I didn't work out, did it?
He didn't do real well.
No, he's not a smart
man. That's
why
he hates the military.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, yeah. That may be why a lot of the MAGAs dislike schools, because they had a very difficult time in school, and they didn't understand a lot, and their grades weren't up to par, and they really
received a lot. Well, you're speculating now.
You think I'm speculating? I don't think so.
Could be.
John, were you a good student?
No, I wasn't, but I don't have any resentment toward it.
Yeah.
And like
I was not either.
But, you know, I have had kids recently in school, Gen Zers.
Right.
So I'm fresh out of the school thing. And I have to say that when I went in for meeting the teachers, teacher night, and when we had a little problem with Brett paying attention in school or getting his assignments done in school, they bent over backwards to help out. Every parent has that ability to go into those schools and talk to the teachers and try to get something done.
Find out what's going on.
That works with their kids best.
Right.
You know, they have study halls. They have study classes that you can go to. Some of the teachers, you know, help these kids in these study classes. It's all there. They can do this. They don't have to show up at, you know, school board meetings and complain about books and how they can't participate in their child's education. That's all nonsense. It just shows that they are bad parents and have never tried to help their student. And it's just kind of an outlet for them, an excuse to say, I'm a bad parent. Could the teachers do this job for me? Well, anyway, the parents and the teachers, they work really well together in the new school systems that I'm familiar with. And I think they've changed dramatically from the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I don't recall that many parent-teacher meetings when I was a kid that the parents went to, but they're
probably
available.
Know about it.
Yeah, but now you should go, you know, parents should go to every possible meeting that they can make with the teachers directly.
They can set up a meeting.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the one about Brett. He had a hard time getting his assignments done.
Was he in trouble?
He had an attention deficit, but they never treated him for it because they were worried of, you know, giving drugs to children. I wanted it. He wanted it. But, you know, it worked out in the end. But here's the thing. We went in for a conference with a teacher. But I didn't know, and my wife didn't know, that they had talked to all the teachers that he had throughout the day. Oh. And they all gathered around this round table.
Okay.
It was like, you know, the Knights of Armor. And they're all there talking about my kid.
Oh.
And it was just amazing. My kid was there, you know, and we're all talking about how we're going to help him. And I think he was scared to death. It was just a frightening moment, I think, for him.
We should get him in here and do a talk with him and see if he still remembers that.
A session?
Just about his bedtime, probably, right?
Yeah, that's it. We were never real strict about bedtime.
Yeah, I guess not.
No. And we gave our kids computers right away and cell phones right away, and we gave them the technology.
Yeah. Have you ever been down to their basement apartment? Or do you just stay out of there?
I don't want to know what's inside, you know. The only thing I request of them is don't throw food in your wastebasket. Okay? You know, come upstairs under the sink. It's good there. But do not store your garbage with food in it.
Well, that's good. You've got to draw the line somewhere.
You really have to.
So you take out the garbage once a week from there, or do they bring it up? Can they do that much?
They do.
Okay.
They do now. Yeah. Okay. I've finally got them doing their own laundry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big step. How old are they? 22?
It's kids 20. These days.
Oh.
You gotta talk to Sam. He's probably, you know, the same thing. Probably not
John,
doing
I've,
his laundry.
I've been doing my laundry since I was like 13 or 14.
There you go.
Oh, see, aren't we proud?
Okay.
Well, okay, guys.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, well, yeah. You know, I've met your boys a number of times. They seem very well adjusted. They seem fine.
Yeah.
You know, they have a different sleeping schedule than most of the world, but, you know.
No, they don't. Actually, this is the generation. This is what they do. They're at home. The only other thing that I didn't bring up here, and it is part of this generation, Gen Zers, is that they're not out there trying to get their driver's license.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that the strangest thing?
Yeah. Couldn't wait to get mine. Got it first day I turned 16.
I couldn't wait either.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, first day 16, boom.
Yeah, right away. Sam, how about you?
I got it the day after I turned 16.
Okay. There you go. Well, good for you. Yeah. I think it's a good, you know, it's a moment in time.
My kingdom for wheels. I mean, wheels were freedom to everybody at that time. You know, it wasn't a mega hat. It was a car. That meant freedom.
A lot of kids my age, you know, at that time, same thing. I mean, they couldn't wait to get a part-time job so they could help pay, you know, for the car insurance and, you know, move.
That's all part of it.
Use mom and dad's car, but still, you know, try to save for their own car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that process has been disrupted. Now, that's a very good point that you bring up, you know, driving and then getting insurance.
Responsibility.
And paying for your own insurance or part of it, you know, to help your parents out on that.
Right.
And that makes you want to go out and work or have to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good point. I have to think
personal
about that.
Personal responsibility. Mm. Do you ever?
Well, Cole does not drive. He's 25 and he doesn't drive a car. No driver's license.
I mean, does he need to go many places?
No, but he gets a ride from his friends to do whatever he's going to do. And I just don't like it. I think he should have a car. He should be able to drive a vehicle. This is the thing he has to do. He doesn't ride a bike.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So he's never driven a car?
No, he doesn't know how to drive a car. He hasn't taken a license. He hasn't taken a course. He, you know, he doesn't have any of the information he needs. So it's driving me crazy.
Sophia, just over Memorial weekend, last weekend, she hadn't driven for like a year and a half or 2 years, something like that, just because she's been living down here in Madison, going to the university and like never needed a car. But she kind of was worried that she was like losing the ability to do it. And so she drove when we were heading up north last weekend, like 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Isn't that amazing? You know, you see a lot of these people walking around, you know. They're like shopping in the stores on the sidewalk. And you can't imagine them get behind a wheel of a car and driving. You're thinking, my God, this person probably drives a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But we all get in these big machines driving around town, making the left and right turns, stopping at stoplights. And it's some of these people, it doesn't seem like they have it together enough to do that, but they do. They accomplish that.
Metal box syndrome.
Yes, metal box syndrome.
Well, we have a pretty good public transportation system in Madison. I mean, they're improving it all the time. And so a lot of people don't need a car anymore.
Yeah.
Downtown.
The new bus service is, where they're painting the roads now?
Right.
This reddish color of some sort.
Yes, I've noticed that just this morning.
Yeah, right down on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're getting ready.
Yeah, they're getting ready for that. What is that called? The BRT?
Bus Rapid Transit.
Yeah.
Okay. And these buses have doors on both sides, right?
Yes,
so they can pull over to the left and let people out that way at these safety islands, the bus islands.
That's right. And there'll be bike racks, I think, on the inside of the bus, not on the front of the bus,
right,
the back of the bus.
Yeah. They're testing all these buses now.
They're testing them, yeah.
When does the testing end and the service begin?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty quick here. I think in like June now, it's probably 2 or 3 months they're going to be rolling out the service.
Can't wait.
You know, while we're talking about that, why don't we get into Madison offering up free mulch for the residents?
Free mulch?
Yeah, they can pick it up at 4 locations at Garner, Demetrial, Warner, and Elver. parks.
That's good timing because a lot of people need some mulch right now as they start to get into their gardening for the summer.
Yeah.
And
I've got quite I guess my landlord has quite a surplus of mulch right now. He just tore down a tree that was in our backyard. And turned all of it into mulch.
So there's
a massive pile of wood chips in our backyard right now.
You don't need grass. Just spread that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good idea. All right. We're talking mulch this morning. Give us a call at the mulch line, 608-879-8255. You know, we'll answer your questions.
I don't know. We've gone to cedar mulch now.
Cedar mulch?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to discourage insects.
Okay. Very good. Brittany Merlot is coming up around the corner in a little while here to give us a preview. Maybe some storms this afternoon. We'll find out more. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show at WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Don't you know I ride the bus every day? I'm a man with an addiction to beer and bratwurst and sauerkraut. Polka bands with Polish diction. That's what life is all about.
Stuff, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, I'm a Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, nice song. WMDX, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting live from State Street, the John and Gordy Family Show.
Beautiful sunshine today, highs just in the low to mid-70s. It's going to be gorgeous. We're done with the heat and the humidity here, at least for a day. And right now it's 59 degrees, a little cool.
Like to thank Sam for finding that guy.
Yeah.
I know. I'm glad to see it's on the internet someplace.
I'm a Milwaukeean.
Yeah.
That's good.
Stuff. They made stuff like that. It was in answer to something from Chicago.
Oh, sure. Of course. There's a rivalry there.
There was.
Who was the artist that did that? I'm a Milwaukee.
Guy Herman.
Yeah.
Guy Herman. Okay. It was well done, you know. Hey.
Yeah, there was another one.
Big thumbs up.
I'm trying to think of the big radio announcer in Chicago that would always take shots at Milwaukee. And it was a very uncomplimentary song that he did put out. I'll have to try and find that.
Was it? What year are we talking about? What year?
Well, I don't know. About
70s?
In the 80s. Somehow.
80s? Yeah. I don't know. Oh, all right, we'll do a little research on
that. We will... spitball that for a while.
Workshop it, spitball it, run it around the table. All these things. Run it up the flagpole, see you salutes. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I don't know.
You've got all the language. You've been in management.
I've been in management. Thankfully, I got out of it. So that's good, too.
Really?
Yeah. All those phrases. You know, that's what they say those kind of things when they don't know anything else to say. It's just like they got their, phrases in their back pocket. Keep the meeting moving.
Here I have this image of management. Smart talk behind closed doors.
Sure.
All right. Well, why don't we get into media world?
Let's do that.
Let's check that out. Yeah. The Obros.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day. I don't know it.
You're all alone in a media world with John and Gordy going round and round.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're doing media world, but we, aren't we going to keep up with the AI making some more music?
Yeah, we probably will. Yeah,
okay.
Somewhere along the way. It was a disaster the last time around.
That was just yesterday.
I'm feeling bad.
AI was having a bad day.
Some of our listeners know.
Yeah.
And they know.
Yeah.
Oh, they know.
You know they.
That I hate Billy Joel more than anything. And we have a text here saying we need a John and Gordy jingle in the style of Billy Joel. No,
yes.
We don't.
No, I think that's a great idea. Well, let's do it and see how bad it is. Let's do it.
We'll throw it together.
Okay. Oh, I hate Billy Joel so much. All
right. Put the phrases in. Style of Billy Joel.
Okay, let's get into a little bit of media world here. All right.
What's going on?
Here's an interesting debate that's going on about gas stoves on the right and left. And we have Scott Klug, who has a podcast.
Right.
He was on the program here talking about those gas stoves, saying, here, you want to ban the gas stoves? And I said, no, we're not banning gas stoves. We just have tighter restrictions on the fumes that gas stoves release into a home.
Okay.
And isn't that a good thing? You don't want to intoxicate everybody in the room.
You don't want to kill everybody. Just come over to have a nice dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
Start dropping at the dinner table. You know something's wrong. You just didn't invite him over for a nice chicken meal, and suddenly Uncle Bob's not looking so good and keels over. You don't want that to happen.
No, we don't want to see that happen.
So there should definitely be some regulation.
Because you turn the gas stove on.
Yeah. So
you want everybody to die. So let's get to a cut I found in regards to the gas stove controversy. Let's go to that.
All right.
The House this week passed a pair of Republican-backed bills to prevent a nationwide ban on gas stoves. Legislation passed Tuesday would bar the Consumer Product Safety Commission from regulating stoves based on the claim that they are health hazards, while a separate measure passed Wednesday would block an Energy Department rule setting stricter efficiency standards for stovetops and ovens. Although more than two dozen Democrats joined Republicans in voting for the measure, some on the left are calling the bills a political stunt, and the White House has insisted since January that a federal ban on gas stoves is not on the table.
It isn't.
The president does not support banning gas stoves, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is independent, is not banning gas stoves. I just want to be very clear on that.
Let's bring back our panel. Kim, so you've dug into this. They say, no ban here, but what's the reality?
So it's a de facto ban, Paul, just to be clear.
No.
What they're doing is this is the first ever regulation of stovetops, and it would impose an annual limit on the amount of natural gas that could be used in gas stoves. What that means is that all the features that actually make natural gas stoves really attractive to people, big burners, simmer burners, cast iron grates, all of those features would be severely limited if they could be used at all.
They're not limited.
And the manufacturers out there are saying that anywhere about up to 96% 6% of existing models will not pass this current rule, and that they'll have to radically redesign to make things that nobody really wants. So effectively, what? Paul, it's a ban on any kind of stove you might actually want to buy, and you'll be left with a version that's more like today's dishwashers and washing machines that don't really do the job that they're meant to do.
They don't have water in them, remember
this
that.
This is the rule.
Okay, so... Right. On this goes.
Okay. We're, stop it right there. Okay. Stop it right there. Yeah. We might get to this next hour.
Okay. Well, so where does this debate stand now? I mean, they're not going to ban gas stoves.
No,
they're
restricting the amount of pollution that is released by gas stoves.
That's all they're doing.
It doesn't change the way they cook. It doesn't change the way the flame cooks things. It
doesn't change the look of the stove.
How
or anything.
Dumb.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pete Schwabba.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. And I'm joined by host of Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.